When Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel, Amad Aleph, will start from the last few lines on Kuf Lamed Beit, Amad Beit. Rava Rav Safra. Yesterday we finished off with the Makloket, Rava and Rav Safra. We wanted to know about a kid who's over the age of eight days and younger than 13. How do we know that also he has an Indian? We had the case over there with his breast that it's Docha. Right? Where do we know from a kid that's Milalam? We have it. So one learned from the word Pasuk, Basar, and the other one learned from the Gezeres Shava. So Tanya Nami, it's also a bright, it's a Machloket Tanoim, that we have this exact Machloket of Rav and Rav Safra of the Limud. Right? The Tanya, Basar, the word Basar, Afal Pishyesham Beheret, even though there's a Beheret on it, there's the Tzarat, Yimul. You cut it off. It's a Gezeres HaShava. That's the Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yonatan Omer, Einu Tzarich. You don't need to come onto a Pasuk. Why? Shabbos Chamor. Shabbos, which is so Chamor. And yet it's Docha because of Mila. Tzarat, which is not so Chamor. Lokol Shechen. Vashi, Tanoihi. Diyichel L'danafka Lein Mila B'zman HaMikal V'chomer. That you're able to be Nafka. Either you can learn like Kavava, once you have the Kal V'chomer of Vava, the Pasuk Basar is extra, and that's something you know, even Shalom Bismana, over 8 days old and under 13, that word is extra, it teaches that. And there are those that don't learn it from a Kal V'chomer. Historical and Mila Bismana, and you need Mila Bismana like Rav Safra. The Shalob is mana. So what do you do with the Shalob is mana? The person is over 9. How do we know that you cut off the Beheret? Atim Ibinyanya. You can learn it out from the Tzad HaShava. Okay, that was just finishing off from yesterday. Omer Mar. It says the word Basar comes to let us know. Afal pi sheyesh sham Beheret yimo. Divrei Rebbe Yoshia. So that's what we have. We have a Pasuk. We need the Pasuk to let us know that even if there's Beheret there, you could do bris milah. So again, the little boy has tzarat on the makam of the milah. The word basar lets you know that you could do the milah even in a place where there's tzarat, even though there's an isser that you're not allowed to remove any tzarat from the body. Halamali, why do we have to come onto a pasuk at all over here? There's a davar pashut. Halamali kara davar she'ena mitkavinu. When the moel is coming and doing the bris milah, and he takes off the tzarat, what's he being mikaven to do right now? It's the eighth day. Everybody's there watching the milah. His whole kavana is to take off the orla. He has no kavana to take off the tzarat. So why do you need a pasuk? It's a davar she'enu mikaven. Davar she'enu mikaven hu. The davar she'enu mikaven mutter. According to Rabbi Shimon, a davar she'enu mikaven is mutter over here. Why do you even need a pasuk in the first place? Beautiful question in the Gemara. Omer Abaya, he comes and says, Lo tzricha el Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah must be talking about, or the Brice over here must be talking about Rabbi Yehuda. It's a machloket, a davar she'enu mikaven, if it's mutter or us. So we pasken like Rabbi Shimon. But there's a Rabbi Yehuda sheet over here. If you do something and accidentally, it's going to happen also that it's going to be over in Israel and Shabbos. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Aser. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the davar she'enu mikaven is Aser. You need the Pasuk of Basar to let us know that it's that over here you could do it even though it's a davar she'enu mikaven. What? Yeah. Oh, this is beautiful. This is where we see that the machloket of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is not just in Shabbos. It's a global machloket. It's also brought down in with Korbanos. It's brought down over with Bris Mila. And we're going to have another case also where this machloket is. So, Davar She'enu Mikaven. Now we're going to see it's Lekol Torah Kulo. Chaim pointed out. If you're going to do something and you're not Mikaven to be over in Avera, and the Me'il of the Avera happens, that's the machloket, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. It's most applicable with Shabbos. But we find that it's with Kol Torah Kulo. So that's what Abaye says. The reason why we need the Pasuk Basar is for Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Ela Rebbe Yehuda, Yomei David Sheni Mekavin Aser. Rava comes in and says, Abai, wait a second. Afilo Tema Rebbe Shimon. You could even say Rebbe Shimon. This works over here. Even though Rebbe Shimon holds a David Sheni Mekavin is mutter, and what do you need the pasuk for? It's Moda Rebbe Shimon, the Psik Resha. Oh. Over here is a classic case of Psik Resha below Yamos. Psik Resha. A David Sheni Mekavin, you don't plan on doing something, it's only mutter when it maybe will happen, maybe it won't happen. Right? You do Netilas Yadayim outside, maybe it's going to seep down into a crack and water some seed over there, and you're going to be overwatering, maybe it won't. But for sure, if you're doing Netilas Yadayim over your flowers that needs water, and you're not Mekavin for it, for sure it's a Psik Resha that it's going to be watering it. And over here, in the case of the Bris Mila, the makom of the mila has tzarat on it. So for sure, when you're doing the bris mila, vaday, it's a psik resha that you're going to be taking off the tzarat. So according to this evening, Omer, so Rav Omer, filu tamer Rebbe Shimon, moder Rebbe Shimon psik resha v'lo yamut. That he holds that if you do psik resha v'lo yamut, v'abaya late lay high svor. He doesn't hold to the svor of Psik Resha that Rebbe Shimon doesn't agree. V'ha Abaye v'Ravot Yamei Tavayo. They both say, Moda Rebbe Shimon Psik Resha v'lo Yamot. So Abaye also holds this. So why did Abaye feel that he had to learn the Mishnah, that the Braita is going like Rebbe Yehuda, not Rebbe Shimon? And the Gemara answers Poshet. Now we don't normally give answers like this, but over here, we say, V'ata d'shama m'ravos salva. After he heard this from Rava, that you could even say according to Rebbe Shimon, that Ramat Rebbe Shimon Pasik Resha, now Abaye agrees. So the development of this statement that we've seen dozens of times, I mean not dozens, but a number of times, that Rava, that Abaye and Rava Diamre Tavdeya Moda Rebbe Shimon Pasik Resha, it wasn't always like that. Originally Abaye didn't hold like that. Now that he heard it from Rava, he agrees also. And he also agrees that Moda Rebbe Shimon Pasik Resha, and therefore we need the word basa for Rebbe Yehuda or for Rebbe Shimon. Rashi. Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yoshia Ditzari Kara, according to Rebbe Yoshia that you need a pasik lock, because Rebbe Yehuda Svirla, he's holding like Rebbe Yehuda. Moda Rebbe Shimon Pasik Resha. Hilchach I lo Rabbi Kara lo Avdi. Therefore, since he agrees in Psik Resha, and therefore you shouldn't be able to do the Bris Mila and the Makom of the Tzara'at, if you didn't have the extra Pasik, lo avte. Savar noten va daite v'kabal mine. He put it on his mind and he accepted it from him. I found something interesting over here. Have a portion. Nothing over here. What's the classic case that we say Psik Resha? Psik Resha means the father wanted to give something for his kid to play, so he cut off the chicken's head. That's what their toys were. One of the sophisticated today. And he gave the chicken set to his kid. He said, I just wanted my kid to play with something. I didn't want to kill the chicken. That's where we get the word Psik Resha. Psik Resha means cutting off the head. So it's always the classic case of the chicken. If you look into a Beit Elkanano, just an interesting application of why it's called Psik Resha. In the Rebbe Elkanano, if you look down, it says, Motor Rebbe Shimon Psik Resha, Velo Yamos, Perish. See the Perish? Ki Rebbe Shimon Moda B'Davish Hu Bora. Something for sure is going to happen. Kagon. And here's the case that they give. Not the classic case of cutting off the chicken's head. Adam Shechotech Rosh Adam. Chops off the head of another person. Over here. V'yom She'ein Kifanu Tula Amito. I didn't want to kill him. Hello, it's your moment. I just wanted his money over here. I was mugging him. I wanted his money. I chopped his head off. Wasn't planning for it. She'ein Shomim Lo. We don't listen to him in that case. Hey, Ladani Moto Din Kol Harig Nefesh Kach Kol Dover Shemitbar, and he brings down the thing that anything that is for sure, Shiase Lioso Malacha Ain Omim Shlo Haiti Kavana to Kach. We don't say my Kavana was for Kach. So he changed the case out a little bit, not the chicken's head, but the chicken of the head of a person over here. What? Yeah, Rabbi Zera and Rava.
Because the other case is in
Ilchos Shabbos. And this case is in Ilchos Klalit. Ah. In all cases, very good. So it's an application to Kol Torah Kulo. But they are Mitayik from this rock, and it's also a Vashas Shita. in the case where he says, I didn't mean to do it, and we're for sure you know it's going to happen, we don't listen to say she'enu mikaveh. Rather, we say he was mikaveh. So according to this, the shita of psik reisha, the reason why psik reisha works, the fact that it's for sure going to happen, makes it, builds it up into a davar she'enu mikaveh.
Also,
suffering
nefashos
l'hagel. What?
Suffering nefashos l'hagel. So even in a case with suffering nefashos l'hagel, we say it's not suffering all the way to kill.
Mm-hmm. Is that how we say it, suffering nefashos l'hagel? Because usually we have a klal with the death penalty, we look to be matzil the person. Whatever
that's
we could
what
find.
He said, that's
what
he said.
Okay.
Well, that's the right. It's so clear that secretion is not a
kavanah. Good. Yeah, there's a little bit of a tumult going on over here in secretion, how exactly we're developing and how it's working over here. And we see from the Ravina Kanano that the lumdus of secretion is that we don't listen to him say that she'enu mikaveh. Rather, we make it into a davar mikaveh. The rush is similar to that. He says that we, even though he says it's not nichalei, if for sure it's going to happen, it brings it into nichalei. There's different ways of bringing up a davar she'enu mikaveh. How also a davar she'enu mikaveh is also over here. According to the Ravina Kanano, davar she'enu mikaveh that for sure is going to happen is now a davar she'mekaveh. That's the chiddush over here. It's a very important shita. There's a lot of Torah that's stemming from over here. Okay. So that was the give and take of Abaye and Rava, that now we see that Abaye agrees with Rava that a psik reisha, that Moda Rabbi Shimon and psik reisha. Ike de matne laha. We also have a way of learning the same Shakla Vitaria of Abaye and Rava. Laha, over here, moving away from Vrismila a little bit. The Abaye Rava. This Abaye and Rava that we see at the end, that Abaye agrees with Rava in a Pesik Reisha, the Motiv Ebishim in Pesik Reisha, is another case. Aha. Hishama b'nega ha-tzara'at. You should be careful from the nega of tzara'at. Lishmor me'od v'lasot. Be very careful from it to do. What does it mean to do? La'asot, according to Pasuk now, la'asot, ayatavse. To do it, meaning to cut it off. Don't do. Meaning you're not allowed to cut off tzara'at. Over here. Avalosa atobis siv shal gabi raglo ubamot shal gabi tatefo. If you're putting straps on your shoe, or if you're putting a pole on his shoulder over here, and it's going to rub off, the avra, if it rubs off, it rubs off over here. Meaning you're not allowed to remove tzara'at, but if it happens in a way, it's a davar she'enu mikaveh, you're doing something else, the straps of your sandal or the pole on your shoulder, and you put it in the makom where you have the tzara'at, and eventually comes off, then it came off. V'halama likra, what do I need a pasuk? La'asot, to let us do it, only if you're doing it, but if it happens, she'enu mikaveh, it's mutter. What do I need it for? Davar she'enu mikaveh, no. It's a davar she'enu mikaveh over here, but davar she'enu mikaveh mutter. Again, it's being applied not just to Shabbos, but to Kol Torah Kulo. Again, the exact same Shakla Torah that we had above. You need it for Rabbi Yehuda. For Rav Amar, Afilu Tevi Rabbi Shimon, Umod Rabbi Shimon, Pesik Reisha V'lo Yamut. He also holds Rabbi Shimon. Oh, the Abaye late lay high svar. He doesn't hold like Rav over here. V'hai Abaye Rav the Amit Avaye, Umod Rabbi Shimon, Pesik Reisha V'lo Yamut. So again, the same answer over here. Labata Tishamiya Mirava Zava. After he heard it from Rava, that's when he held now that Rabbi Shimon agrees in the case of Psik Reisha. Rashi. Hakasinin La Sot. What does it mean, La Sot? Osa Tobis Siv Shal Vaglo Vimocha Al Gabi Katefo. That's allowed. Hinutzarik Hazir Mudchot Siv Shekoshim in Alo Biraglo. You don't have to be careful of the tzara'at if you did it in this fashion, that you're just tying your shoe, you're putting a pole on your and a burden on your shoulder. And if it happens now, im avra, haba. Yeah, just think of some of this. Haba haris bekach avra veinu kol shishla lahachi kesiv lasot. That's why it says lasot shemut lasot malakta. You'll have to do it in that way. Okay, they actually bring down over here, it's mashma from the Gemara that if it happens, it happens. That's not a psik reisha. It was saying, a filu tema, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi says, a filu tema, Rabbi Shimon over here, so it must be when we say the Avra, it's Lav Dafka. Must be, if it happens, it happens. That should bring it into a case that it's not a Pesik Reisha. It's a Davishena Mekavim. So it must be that you're putting on the sandal, you're putting on the pole, and a way for sure will happen. Otherwise, the Shakla Vataria, it doesn't make so much sense over here. The Abaya, let's go back to Abaya. Originally, before he heard from Rava that Rabbi Shimon agrees that when it's a Pesik Reisha, he's Moda, that it'll be Aser. So what was Abaya thinking originally? According to Abaya, you have this Pasik Basar. The Basar lets you know that you can cut off the Tzorat when there's a Beheret on the Makom Mila. So according to that, what do you need the Pasik Basar for? Right? The Abaya, he labored to Rabbi Shimon. That originally when he learned that Rabbi Shimon, that there's a clear case that Rabbi Shimon's Matar Zadavashenu Mekavim. And he said, therefore, we have to learn up when we learned to have the Pasik Basar, it's going like Rabbi Yehuda. Hi, Buster Ma'avidle. What was he thinking? What was Abaya's sheet over here before he changed his mind? Omer Rav Avram. Rav Avram says the case is like this. But Omer, the one, we're dealing with a guttle over here, but Santino can't say this. Be Omer, Lekot Beheretom. When he tells the Mohel, when you're doing my Mila, make sure you cut off that Beheret. I don't want to have it on me. Over here, it's a Davar Shemekavim. I'm telling him to do it over here. Who mitkavin? That's a case of him being mitkavin. That's very good. Tenach gadol. That's only good for the case of the gadol. Katan my yikal amemer. Now you can say that maybe the pasuk is only talking about a gadol, but we already established that the word baser is extra in two places. One in the parsha of Lech Lecha when it's talking about a gadol. The other one is in Parshas Tazria when it says biyom shmini, right? You have to yimul the baser of the olah. So the baser over there is extra over there. And that baser is also coming. So what kind of case, what is the word baser with the tinuk doing there? Should be extra. And you have no one to tell him that you're mekavin to make it in the davar shemekavin. So what did Abaya, when he said that Rabbi Shimon would be potter over here because it's a davar shein mekavin, and that's where he left to do it, what do you do with the case of the cotton? My ikal and name, what are you going to say? Omer Masharshia, the Omer Avia Ben. When the father of the Ben says to the Moel, Likot Beheret Dibino, who the kind Mekavein? He's Mekavein. That's the case of Mekavein. Now here's really the main information we need is over here. The Ike Acher Liaved Acher. If there is an Acher Liaved Acher, the other guy should do it. Why? Because a Psik Reisha needs a concept of Nichale. Has to be something that's good for you. When the guy does it, it's a Psik Reisha, I want it, El Mekavin, it's Nichalei. If you have someone else saying it, if you have, you know, someone tells me, hey, Mo, what's that over there? It's a little Tzorat over there. Knock it off for the guy over here. Do him a favor. It's not, now it's not a Psik Reisha, the Nichalei. It's Lo Ikbalei. It doesn't matter to the Moel if he's cutting it off. Only if the father says it. Which is another little problem that's being brought over here. Who's the one in control over here? The Moel or the father? Right? The Moel or the father? The Moel who's doing the cutting over here, for him, he's listening to the father. The father says, I don't want it. Make sure you cut it off over here. So you see it's nichlei to the father, which is going to make the davar shena mekavin. It's out of the realms of davar shena mekavin. When the Moel's doing it, what is he doing over here? So over here we see clearly the Moel is the shliach of the Avar. Okay? It's just in the Torah that's going on over here. Of course, everybody knows when someone who's zochet to Bris Mila, the Moel says, take the knife, you're making me a shliach. Where does it come from? Because there's a lot of lumdas behind that in order to make him into a shliach. Over here is one of the Gemoras over here. We see clearly, if someone else, to get out of the problem of Nikolai, according to the Moel, it should matter to him. Big deal if I cut or not. But since the father's telling him, and he's making him a shliach, he's a shliach of the father, and the father it's Nichalei, therefore when the Moel does it, it's also Nichalei. Rashi. Abaye labored to Rabbi Shimon. Miyakar originally, before Abaye changed his mind, and said that Rabbi Shimon also agrees in the Pesik Reisha, Mikmei Savor, Hai Basa Mai Avidle. Before he was sober like a Vava, what was he doing with the word Basa? Viomelikot, Gadol, Shahu Bar Onshin. Someone over the age of 13 who's a Bar Onshin, Viomel Lamoel, he says, Likot Beheret be Kavana Litarher. He did it with Kavana to be Mitarher. A Katan. Delo, Yada lekavne, he doesn't know how to be mekavne. Ma'ikal me, what do you do in that case? Ve'akorcha b'tarvayu kasev basa. And akorcha, you have to read it because both of them are written the word basa. Similarly, like we said before, there's a word, extra word basa with a gadol. There's an extra word basa with a kan. Ubasti kasev kavikad biyom hashmini. Lamali, what do you need it for? And we need in the case of biyoma avi aben likotz. The mekavin letahar, the father is mekavin to mitarim. For whom muzar to lo liabid be a dime umitkavin. He's careful to lo abid be a dime umitkavin. It's a case of mitkavin. The ika acher, if there's someone else over here. Now, meaning, we have a pasuk. We're saying there's a pasuk over here. The father's, even in the case of mitkavin, where is mitkavin, it's allowed over here. But it's better to do it through someone else. And we're going to learn a big klal from over here, that even if there's a heter over here to be over in Isser, if you could have someone else to do it with, it's not going to be this heter, it's best to do it that way. V'yom ha'avi ben likotz, t'mekavim l'tahar, v'hum muzar, lo ha'avi b'yadayim mekavim. V'yika acher, she'enu choshish l'tahar, he doesn't care if he's going to be mitarim or not. L'yabed acher, the other should do it. V'lo leko av lahatam, the av shouldn't do it and be over. V'yav ha'gav du'av yekurah. A very important concept of here, and the Gemara is going to develop it. Even though that you have an extra pasuk that allows the father to do it, shahari ata yachal lekayim aser below akirat lav, you're allowed to do the aser without being not uprooting the lav. Lebevi shimon daha acher lo mekavin below avin. It's better to do it in the other way, where the person's not going to be over lav at all. The Omer Reish Lakish, as we're going to see the Reish Lakish in a minute, Rivoy Lamai Atia. So we see over here that even though the father, San Sof Sof, has the pasuk that he's allowed to be over the lota aser of removing the beheret, it's best to use someone else that won't be mekavi, it won't be nikolay. Where do you see that from? Yomer Reish Lakish, Yomer Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, kol makom shatan motzi aser, the lota aser. We have a case of an aser and a lota aser. We have the great klal that an aser is docha. The lotasa. You have simultaneously, you have to do both them. Imata yechal lekayim shnehem, but if you could work it out that you could be mekayim both of them. Mutav. Vivlav, yavo asa v'yitkel lotasa. You have a case, we have this great klal over here, that any way that you can do it in that way, you do it, and you doch it. And we bring down over here the leka acher. That we don't have another. Now this is going back to a whole big tumult. Who is the mohel over here? Is the mohel the father? Is it not? Is what kind of shlichut is he over here? We're saying that the mohel over here is an acher, not coming. He has no stakes over here of doing it, even though the father is the shliach for the mohel. There's a lot of tumult going in over here of what exactly is the position. We come out now the klal. If you could do both of them, right? If you could do both of them over here. So let someone else do it. And the answer is the Lecha Acher. There's no one else over here. The father has to do it. Since the father has to do it, we have to come onto the Pasuk that lets us, that he could be Docha the Lotaseh. But if you could do it in a way where you're not Docha the Lotaseh, you have to. This brings us back to the original Mishnah.
This Acher is not a Shliach?
It's hard. As Rashi already mentioned before, that he is a Shliach. So who exactly is the Acher? What is the Mohel? I'm telling you, the tumult over here in the Gemara is, what is the Mohel? Tumult. What exactly is the mohel? Say, is he the shliach? Is he not the shliach? Can you make him a shliach in my kavana that I want to be mitar and the mohel is now someone else? It's not the lo ikbalay. How far does kavana go with the shlichot? So we have Karp in his sefer has a long tumult. Exactly what's going on to be a shlichos with mila?
Isn't the mohel getting paid?
What?
Isn't the mohel getting paid?
A mohel has to do it even if he's not getting paid, right? Because the payment is matana. It's not actually payment for the etzim thing. I don't know if that's how it's work. I think I remember seeing in the Shulchan Aruch that a mohel has to do it for free, but the minag, it's like more from the minag that you pay. What? It's a matana. Mohel has to do it. You don't actually do it for it. But when you're there, you'll see the mohel right before he does the cutting, he'll give the knife to the father and say, you know, make a kinyan on this and make me a shliach. That's usually the way they do it, right?
Because it gets the
mitzvah.
Mm-hmm.
No, because he doesn't care. What does he care if he takes off the tzaraat for the person or not? What? Fine, but to remove the tzarat, it means nothing to the mohel. He doesn't care to be, he's not being mitzvah himself over here. So the father says, I want you to do it. The mohel, it's lo ikbele. For the father, it's nichale. It's good for him. So it becomes now psikresha de nichale. For the mohel, it's the lo ikbele. It doesn't matter to him.
He's doing it anyway for another purpose.
Yeah. They bring down over here, according to Rebbe Eliezer, in the original case of the Mishnah over here. Remember, Rebbe Eliezer, there's an Asa that's Tocha de Lotasa, the Mila is coming over here, and he says to bring out the Ismail, if you didn't prepare the Ismail and Shabbos, bring it on Mishus Rabin. Why should you bring it on Mishus Rabin? Bring it Derek Chatzerot and Kagot. Right? The original Mishnah over here. Because now we have this Klal, and no one's arguing on this Klal, that any place where you have an as and a lotase, and you could do it in a way that you're not going to be over, you're mechoyev to do it. And yet, Rebbe Eliezer, mamish beforesh in the mission of beginning of the lecture, go out mekula, show how the love of the mitzvah is to you. Mamish show in reshus or robbing, you could do it. Wait a second, there's Shabbos over here. It's very nice. He holds that makshiri mitzvah is also tocha de Shabbos. But if you could be mekayim both of them, you should be mekayim it. So Tosfot and the other Rishonim asked this question. They asked it earlier on. And Tosfot says, Be'emes, you're right. But when it comes to doing the Mila, since it could take longer going Derek Chatzeros and Gagos, that's an equal in the doing the mitzvah, that's not called doing it, being Mekayim, both of them. Therefore, just anything that's going to be Mi'akid, we're talking about where you could do it absolutely no problem. Just asking your friend over here, can you do it for me where it won't be over the Yisr, that would be the case over there. But if you're going to do it in order not to be over the Asa and the Lotasa, and it's going to take longer, there's going to be some ikuv on it, that's not called being Mekayim both of them, and therefore everybody else says, just go through Rishus HaRabim. What? Okay, if you can. If you can do it where there's no problem. But if all of a sudden you're in a situation, it's going to take longer, yields any ikuv is not in the klal of Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish, it says, Komakom Shatam Motsiasa, Velotasa, Yimataya Kalakaim Shneim. He says, if it's going to take longer, that's not being called Mekayim Shneim. It's not called being Mekayim Shneim. Not being Mekayim Shneim anymore. You're taking an ikuv on one of them at the expense of the other one. That's what Tosfot brings down. Oh, yeah, but this is a great klal. If you could be Mekayim both of them, you don't just take the hetzer straight out. But if it's going to be Miyakid, that's not the what Reish Lakish is talking about. Omimar, back to the original case that we mentioned, the original Brita on Kufla Mebet Amebet, when we had the Tana Rabbanan, the Mila Dochet, Tzarat Ben Bizmana, Ben Shalom Bizmana, we finished that off. The Yom Tov Einu Dochet Ela Bizmana Dovat. And Yom Tov is only Docha Bizmanin and Kol Shechin Shabbos. Where do we know this? Where do we know on Yom Tov that only if Mila is Bizman, it's Docha the Yom Tov? So we're going to bring down a few psukim to let us know this. Omimar, Yom Tov Einu Docha. The Yom Tov is not going to be Docha Ela Bizmana. Only when the Mila is on the eighth day. We know this on Shabbos. And now we're making the statement with Yom Tov. You have the, he was pushed off, or whatever, for the read of Bris, and now they want to do it on Yom Tov, that's the first day available, you don't do it on Yom Tov, Bilvad. This Yom Tov is going to say, it's a device also. It will be a question on second day Yom Tov in Chutzlaritz, whether or not, I don't know the din. If second day Yom Tov, Shalom Bizmana in Chutzlaritz, would it take the same Chumar as the first day Yom Tov? Because it's a Noheg, all right? It's Mitam Chumar that way you keep second day Yom Tov. Yeah. But I'm just wondering how far does second day Yom Tov go? I don't know the case over here. I wasn't able to see if anyone has any case that they know of. That if Mila Shalob Bizman on second day Yom Tov, the second day Yom Tov have the same Chumah. I know that in Masechta Ksuvos we write down that you, even though you don't bury someone on the first day of Yom Tov, but the second day Yom Tov, they waived it for various reasons. I'm just wondering, I'm not sure what the case is of second day Yom Tov. I wasn't. What? Yeah, but we have that up. Over here you can't use a goy, maybe not, because it's more... Okay, it's just, I wasn't sure. The psukim over here is clearly on first day Yom Tov. Okay, Omar, Yom Tov Einu Docha Ela Bizmana Bilvad. Manahani Milad. Where do we know it from? We need a pasuk for this. Omer Chizkiyah, the Chayin Tana, the Bei Chizkiyah. Again, it's like one of these little things. I'm just being medaic over here. I'm not sure the difference. It was said in the name. It was Chizkiyah said, and not only that, it was a Tana of the Bei Chizkiyah. It was a teaching from the base Medrash of Chizkiyah. It's interesting. Someone has a shot. What's the difference between a Chizkiyah and a Tana of the Bei Chizkiyah? If Chizkiyah taught it, some was also taught in his base Medrash. I mean, maybe there's a maybe. Maybe it was after he was nifted. There's a base Medrash of Chizkiyah that also taught. I'm not sure. Not sure. They both say the same thing. Chizkiyah and his base medrash both said, Omer Kra, it says in the Pasuk, Lo Tetiru Imenu Ad Boker. When you bring up your Korban Pesach, you brought up the Korban Pesach, Erev Pesach, not on Yom Tov, right? That's when you brought the Korban Pesach. Now we have a thing that you don't leave it over Ad Boker, meaning on the Boker, you burn it. Shein Tamad Loma Ad Boker, we didn't need to say Ad Boker, it's an extra. Ma Tamad Loma Ad Boker, what do we mean then by Ad Boker? For Akasu V'Litein Bo Boker Sheini. It means the second morning, the Tzreif or so, for the morning, meaning Chol HaMoed. We don't burn the leftovers on Yom Tov itself, we burn it after Yom Tov. Why? Since the whole Korban was done Erev Yom Tov, it's a Chol thing. Something that's chol, we don't burn it on Yom Tov itself. We wait for the second day of the Chol HaMoed. Then we take the chol and we don't do it. Something that's chol, we don't do it on Yom Tov. Therefore, Mila Shelo Bizmana has a din like chol. Therefore, we don't do it on Yom Tov. We push it off till after Yom Tov. That's the limit over here. Let's see it in Rashi. Shein Tamid Lomer Ad Boker. Tinyana. The second one. We are not to be meno Ad Boker. The matzi lemikdav ve'anoter ve'es tishvaf. If whatever's left over, then fine, you should burn it. Ela asreifa kai v'achi kamar. Here's what we're saying. Ve'anoter mimeno bizman she'esarti lecha. If it's left over in the time that I forbade you, de'henu boker rishon kishiyavu boker shady. Now when the second morning comes, shu cholam shomoe tishvafu. Meaning when you did it, you're not allowed to burn the leftovers on Yom Tov. You have to wait for the second boker, which is Chol HaMoed. Aval Yom Tov, lo. Why? Alma, we see. Midi, the Chol, something that was Chol, lo avdinan b'Yom Tov. Anything that's Chol, we don't do on Yom Tov. U Pesach, Korban Yudalit b'Nisan hu, shehu Chol. When we checked the Korban Pesach, that was on Yudalit, which is Chol. It wasn't Yom Tov. U Mila, shelo bizmana, nami midi, the Chol hu. It also has a din of kol. It's not the mitzvah anymore, bizmano. It has a din of kol. But the b'Shabbos zu, lo hayizmano. On this Shabbos, meaning Yom Tov, it wasn't bizmano, therefore we push it off. Something that's kol, we don't do on Yom Tov. And he's saying over here, milish lo bizmano has a din of kol. That was the first understanding of a pasuk where we learn it. Abai Omar, he says a different pasuk. Omer Kra. It says, Ola Shabbos Shabbos. In the Tamid, the Ola of the Shabbos on its Shabbos. And we're medayik from that. Velo Ola Chol b'Shabbos. Meaning you can only burn up the Ola of the Shabbos on the Shabbos, but not the Ola of Erev Shabbos on Shabbos. Velo Ola Chol b'Yom Tov. And not the Chol on Yom Tov. The same principle. We don't do Chol on Shabbos or Yom Tov. If something has a din of Chol on it, you don't have a way to be Docha the Yom Tov. So a milish lo bizmana has a din of chol, right? Let's see Rashi. Same thing. Below olat chol be yom tov. The every tamid shall erev yom tov ain't carving be yom tov. O milish lo bizmana nani kolat chol. Ka olat chol be yom tov tamid. It has a din of chol. Vav amar omekrai says who levadi yasel lechem. The pasuk says who by itself only this you can do. For Yom, this is what you're allowed to do on Yom Tov. And we're darshan. Who? Velo makshir. Not the makshir. Not like Rebbe Eliezer. Levado. Only this. Velo milish lo bizmano. He has velo milish lo bizmano. Why? The atom of kal v'chomer. Because we have a kal v'chomer. What's the kal v'chomer? Rashi says the kal v'chomer. The atom of kal v'chomer. Shetitche. That it should be doche. Even though there's a Kal v'chomer that Mila Shelo Bizmana should be docha, you have a pasuk of levado that lets you know that you don't do it. What's the Kal v'chomer that you might think that you could be docha Yom Tov with a Mila Shelo Bizmana, that you need a pasuk, take it away? Umay tzarat shidocha voda. Tzarat, again, is docha the yavoda. If the Kohen has it, you can't do the yavoda. Mila shlo bizmana. Mila shlo bizmana is docha ta. Because you can even mila shlo bizmana can be docha the tzarat, the beheret, on the makon mila, which we already established. Kidamin leil. Shabbos shenidcha mipnei avoda. And now Shabbos is nidcha because it's the avoda. And the tzarat is docha the avoda. And mila shlo bizmana is docha the beheret, the yisr of the tzarat. Therefore, mila shlo bizmana should be able to be docha the Shabbos. Eino din shemila shlo bizmana docha to. La'achi yitzrik levado. Therefore, we need the pasuk of levado to let us know that mila shlo bizmana will not be docha the Shabbos. That pasuk is talking about Yom Tov. It's not docha the Yom Tov. Levashemir, one more pasuk. It says Shabbaton. When it comes to Yom Tov, it says Shabbaton, and yet we know there's an issur melacha. Shabbaton means it's a positive mitzvah on Yom Tov that you have to rest. And we also know that you're not allowed to do melacha on Yom Tov. Shabbaton is an aser. Who? Fahavi le Yom Tov is an aser v'lo taser. Now we have Yom Tov. There's a derisa that you're not allowed to do melacha, and there's a mitzvah aser that you have to rest on Yom Tov. Is it in one of the psukim? I think it's with sukkah. That's where it is. Sukkah is the word Shabbaton comes in to let you know that Yom Tov also has a positive aspect of resting. The aser of mila shelo bizmana, it's still an aser. You have to do the bris mila, but that's not enough to be docha a lo taser and an aser. Okay, real quickly, let's just do this next gemara. It's Rosh Hashanah. Thank you. Which is Yom Tov. Omer Rebbe Yehuda, Omer Rav, Halacha Rebbe Akiva. We paskin that even though Rebbe Eliezer says that Makshiri Mitzah is Doka the Shabbos, we hold like Rebbe Akiva. V'tanan Nami Gavi Pesach. And we have this exact Mishnah, this exact concept finding with the Korban Pesach. Ki Hai Gavin, in the same fashion. Klal Omer Rebbe Akiva. Just like over here he said a klal, over there he also says a klal. Klal Omer Rebbe Akiva. Kol Malacha Shiyaf Shalali Asosim Erev Shabbos, Einu Doka the Shabbos. Anything that you're able to do Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. It's also going with the Pesach. Shchita, the shchita of the Korban Pesach, Shiyaf Shal Esotam Yerv Shabbos, if Erev Yom Tov is falling on Shabbos, you can't do the shchita on Yud Gimel, has to be done on Yud Dalet, you can't be Docher, so therefore Docher is Shabbos. Only that aspect, but any of the Makshirim, no. V'yomer Rebbe Yehuda Omer Rav, Halacha Rebbe Akiva. And he says over there also the Halacha like Rebbe Akiva. So now we have two places. In two places, Rebbe Yehuda said in the name of Rav, that the Halacha is like Rebbe Akiva. Why do we need to say in both places? Rebbe Akiva said klal, that we don't push anything that we can done Erev Shabbos, we don't push off the Shabbos for. Why do you have to say the Halacha is like Rebbe Akiva in both places? Fitzvika, we need both places. The place of Mila and the place of Pesach. The Yashmin and Gavi Mila, that if only I said Mila, that only Mila, that we're not going to be Docha for the Makshiri Mitzvahs. Hatam ho de Makshiri Efshar L'Sot Mietmo. Because over there we're going to say that any extra aspects, bring the Ismail or something that you could do yesterday, lo dachu Shabbos, it's not going to be dochu the Shabbos to like a karis. Because there's no karis on it. So I didn't do it. I'm not going to get karis, right? The kid's not going to get karis. The father's not going to get it. The kid can't get karis, but it's only 8 days old. He's not a paronshin. The father's not going to get karis. There's no din karis on the father if he doesn't do the mitzvah. About Pesach, the ikid karis, this karis, ema litchush. It might say that it will push off the Shabbos. Kamash Malan, we have it written, Lagabi Pesach. V'yashmin and Gabi Pesach, and if we only brought down Pesach, the lach is like Rabbi Akiva with Pesach, that's going to be not docha the Shabbos on the Makshirim. Mishum de lo nikwa tu alei yud gimel brisos. Because it's not so special like Mila that has 13 brisos with it. Aval Mila, the nikwa tu alei yud gimel brisos. Ema litka, we see it's so important, say that it would be pushed off the Shabbos. Tzricha, that's why we have to say that the Lach is like Rebbe Akiva both in Mila and in Pesach. Rashi. Gabi Pesach. Kol malacha shef shalal lasot mi'erev Shabbos. Kigon. Ha'avasu mi'chut v'tachon. V'chatichat yivola. So all the aspects of the Korban Pesach, you can do Erev Shabbos, you have to do Erev Shabbos also. V'tzricha l'meim v'tarvei halacha k'Rebbe Akiva to makshiri lo dachon. We need to bring down both cases that the Lach is like Rebbe Akiva, that we're not going to be dachon for the makshirim. Mila v'zman aleikah karis. There's no Karis, why? The Kohen la par onchim, he's not a par onchim. The Avua, lo mechayv le'karis.